My auntie, who I was very, very close to, died at the age of 50. She was very selfless, and by the time she was 50, she just like started thinking of herself. And then I immediately thought, sod this, I don't know when my last day is gonna be. So I quit my job, sold my house, went traveling, spent loads of money, come back homeless. I still spent my last bit of money to educate myself. A lot of people thought I was crazy, taking all these risks, and now I'm living to live, not living to survive.
In one day, you packaged them from scratch and then sold them, making 15 grand in one day. So you're making like 10, 15 grand a month plus your rent to service accommodations. How much are they making?
Between 2 to 4 grand a month. This summer is expected to be about 9 grand net profit. Samuel leads some Academy group chats is where I get the most business from.
Congratulations on your huge success.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
You're making crazy money now in property. Yes. What strategies are you using in property at the minute? How are you making all the money you're making?
At the moment, I'm using rent to SAs. I've got 3 rent to SAs at the moment, as well as deal sourcing. So I'm selling on average around 3 to 5 deals a month.
Nice.
Deal sourcing.
And how much are you charging for the average deal?
Average deal, £3,000.
So you're making like 10, 15 grand a month just from that aspect of your business?
On average, yes.
Plus your rent to service accommodations?
Yes.
How much are they making?
It fluctuates, but between 2 to 4 grand a month.
Great. Average. So you're set up, you're done.
Yeah.
Talk to me about how you got into property, and then I want to go through exactly how you've done it. And I know you've had challenges, like everybody. I want to go through exactly how you did it, how you overcame the challenges, and hopefully people watching this will be able to emulate what you've done and take a lot of life lessons from it. So how did you get into property? What happened?
I got into property. So I previously had a travel business, and my latest boyfriend that I had, he saw how hard working I was, and he was like, you said you want to get an Airbnb, you need to go and see Samuel Leeds, he's amazing. And I was like, no, it's fine, I'm right where I am. And he said, no, you need to. So then he's like, look, I've paid for it, you're going, you need to go in to meet Samuel Leeds. So I did, fell in love.
Shout out to him.
I know, it was amazing. And after that, I saw you literally for a day and thought, sod this, I need to be all in. Put the money on the table, and it was the best decision I ever made.
So you joined the Academy.
Yes.
And you built up your portfolio slowly over the time. One of the things you're probably well known for, which is one of your greatest achievements, is making 15 grand in one day.
Yes.
Talk to me about that.
The strategy I use to make 15 grand a day is obviously the quickest deal you can get over the line, which is rent to SAs. You don't have to wait 3 months on end. It's literally a deal there and it's now. So that's the strategy I use.
So for anyone who doesn't know what that is when you find a property where a landlord is prepared to give you the property, not to sell it, but to give you a lease for maybe 4 or 5 years, where you then have the correct contracts where you can rent it out on Airbnb, short stay lets. So it's like a business opportunity.
Yes.
So you packaged up a bunch of these. In one day, you packaged them from scratch and then sold them to who?
I had a few people on my investor list already, but the day prior to, before I even got the deal sealed, I had done an Instagram post and everyone messaged me on my Instagram post. So I called them all up the next day, and that's where all my buyers were from. All of them was pretty much new.
That's crazy. The power of social media.
Yeah, exactly.
Because back in the day, you'd have to travel, you know, go for coffees with people and business networking events. But actually, social media is powerful.
Yeah, it really is.
Do you get a lot of your business from social media?
I do. I do get a lot of business from social media or through Samuel Leeds Academy group chats. You get a lot of business from there and networking events as well. But I would probably say Samuel Leeds Academy group chats is where I get the most business from.
That's great, because everyone there is educated.
Exactly.
They're all serious and there's so much business done together.
Yeah.
So talk me through your first deal.
So I think the first deal I ever sold was a buy, refurbish, refinance to HMO in Hull. It was a 4-bedroom HMO that could be converted into 5. Bedrooms. I did actually co-deal source it at the time because I didn't have any investors. And once I got that one over the line, I think I did that within 6 weeks of being in the Academy after the deal finding extravaganza. And then I just fell in love with it from then on. I was like, right, I need to get more deals, I need to sell them on.
That's amazing. And an interesting thing as well, like when you started, I remember when you were in the Academy, you didn't have a lot of money. Yeah. How much did you have?
After I paid for the Academy, I had 6 grand in my savings.
6 grand, which is not bad. It's not shabby, but it's not enough to go and buy a house.
No, definitely not.
So talk me through some of the misconceptions, because I think a lot of people think that to get into property, you've got to have, you know, 50 grand, 60 grand as a deposit to buy a house.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I don't think that at all. I mean, at the time I was really, really struggling. I was sofa surfing. I didn't have a house, didn't have money. Obviously I had some savings, and I still made the jump. I still spent my last bit of money to educate myself because I knew that I wanted to be a boss. I wanted my own business. I didn't want to go back to the 9 to 5 and I just wanted to run life how I want to do it.
So what was your why?
My why is my auntie, who I was very, very close to, died at the age of 50. She was very selfless, done everything for everyone. And by the time she was 50, she just like started thinking of herself. She got stage 4 cancer and passed away. And then I immediately thought, sod this, I don't know when my last day is going to be. So I quit my job, sold my house, went travelling, spent loads of money. And then after that, I was like, I'm living life how I want to live it. I don't care what anyone says to me, I'm going to do it. A lot of people thought I was crazy taking all these risks, but I just didn't care because I knew whatever I'm doing, I know I'm on the right path now and I'm going to succeed how I want to, no matter how long it's going to take me. So
when you got back from travelling, mm-hmm. you said you were homeless.
Yeah.
What was life like during that period?
I was very, very depressed a lot of times. Never told anyone I was, but I went through some dark moments where I had to go to therapy. But I still, in my head, was still fighting because I had this vision of what I want my end goal to be like. So I don't care that I went through that struggle. I had to go through that struggle. I'm still up and down with that struggle now, but I know that I'm going to get to where I want to be.
So you were in a normal job.
Yes.
You had a house, normal life.
Yeah.
Family member passed away.
Yeah.
And then you decided, right, I'm selling my house and I'm going travelling.
Yeah.
Was that a good or a bad decision?
It was bad because I should have invested in something before going, but it was the best decision I ever made because I've never felt so free and just, that was the best feeling I've ever felt in my life. Just
how long were you travelling?
A year.
So you went for a year.
Yeah.
Came back, but now you got no money.
Came back skin.
And depressed.
And depressed and homeless. Literally my worst nightmare happened.
Yeah.
But I've got through it. I've got through it. And if I can get through it, anyone can get through it.
What did your family think when you got into property and said, right, I went on a Samuel Leeds course and I'm part of this community?
Well, some of them knew that I was a bit depressed and they thought, right, you're spending your last bit of money on Samuel Leeds course. They thought I was having a midlife crisis. I didn't know what I was doing. No one really believed in me. And that made me more depressed and more, like, it made me struggle so much. I thought, sod this, took myself up north and just stepped away from everyone, done what I had to do, knuckled down. And now the people can see that I'm actually getting somewhere and I have got free rent to SAs. Now that everyone is really supportive around me.
That's good. Is
amazing.
They've seen the results.
They've seen that I can do it and now they couldn't be better. So
how's life changed then over the last year since you've become successful in property?
So how my life has changed from having a 9 to 5, I was always in the rat race, coming back home, cooking dinner, thinking I'm just paying to live in 4 walls, I'm not exploring life, I'm not living life how I want, I'm doing it to survive. And now I'm living to live, not living to survive, and it just feels so much better. I feel free, I'm doing what I want to do, and I know that if I got to my deathbed, I'd be happy with what I'm doing because I'm doing what I want to do and what I want to achieve in life.
And you've got some exciting projects on the go as well.
I have, yes.
Talk to me about, we don't have to say where it is, but it's a beautiful area.
Yes.
North of London.
Yes.
Talk to me about some of the projects that you've got going on or lined up at the moment.
So I've got a few places there at the moment and I'm hopefully taking on a whole brand new development of 15 apartments soon, which I'm really, really excited about.
It's very exciting.
Yes.
And it's a banging deal.
Yes. It is an amazing
How do you build rapport with developers and landlords? How do you get them or convince them to give you deals?
To be fair, I think it's just, I'm just so confident in the industry I'm in now and I will just walk around. I think the two developers that I've got really good close connections with at the moment, they saw me setting up the Airbnb on my own. So they naturally come over and said, oh, do you need a hand? Because obviously I'm a small woman on my own trying to set up an apartment. Funnily enough, they ended up being two big developers. Then they started saying, oh, I really love what you're doing. Would you be able to do that in my apartments? Like, I'll be looking to take someone on like you. Like, I feel like I can trust you and stuff like this. And because I'm just so confident speaking in what I do in business now, we're just building up rapport like that and just putting yourself out there, really.
Yeah. You mentioned as well, I had to almost drag you to come on Winners on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Why was that?
I don't know, because I just feel like I just want to achieve so much more. And you obviously show that I am successful and I should celebrate my little wins because they're only going to get bigger and bigger. So I'm really excited and happy that you asked me to come on.
Talk to me about your experience on the Academy and what it's been like over the last year or so.
On the academy, it has been absolutely amazing. If I had just done one course, there is no way that I would be able to get to where I am today. I don't know how people do, because I feel like being in the academy, being around inspirational people just helps you grow so much more, and the network that you get, you can have investors, you can get JV partners, and it's just, yeah.
What will be your biggest life lesson or business advice that you would say to yourself from a couple of years ago when you were just getting into it?
I would say stick to a property patch and stay with that patch. Don't go up and down the country. I did for a whole year and I was just didn't know what I was doing. I was like, oh, developments, oh, commercial to residential, oh, BRR, oh, rent to SAs. And I'm like, my head didn't know where I was going. And then as soon as I got my first rent to SA, I was just like, right, this is my patch now and I'm just gonna grow in that area. And then hopefully I'm gonna build more business there to combine my Airbnb business as well. And I feel so much better that I'm in down south in one area.
What are some of the skills that you need as a property entrepreneur in order to get deals over the line?
You need training, definitely. There's too many people that has watched one Samuel Lee's video that think they are fully qualified and they're really, really not. You really do need the training. And it's just confidence, just learning more, building, finding people that are better than you in the industry and building rapport with them. It's a big aspect to get you to where you need to be. So if you're with people that are higher up than you, you're forever going to learn off them and it's going to help you grow.
Yeah. What are your visions for the next 12 months then? Because you're doing deal selling, you're making like 10 grand plus, you're doing your rent to rents, you're financially independent there. Yeah. Like, what's next for Jodo?
I want at least 10 more SAs, and then I do want to get on to buying SAs, and then my end vision is to do it overseas. So yeah. I want to get some SAs in Dubai. So that is my end goal.
Do you know many people doing that? Because there's quite a lot of talk in the academy about, you know, I'm doing this in Dubai, I've got this coming up in Dubai.
I do know a couple of people that have done it. I know a lot of people with properties in Dubai. We actually have some properties in Dubai that we're selling at the moment. So eventually, when I can, I want to go over there as well because it's a really, really good area for investments.
How important do you think it is as well, environment? Because we were at the Accelerated Coaching Performance Program last week.
Yeah, last week.
And it was like, there was about, I don't know how many people, 25 people all around the room in one of my houses. And it's like, everybody's doing deals.
Yeah.
Literally, I don't think there was one person that wasn't making money. And it was quite normal. Oh, I'm making 10 grand, I'm making 20 grand a month, I'm making 30 grand a month. And it's like, wow. And I think if you're not doing deals, you almost feel like the odd one out. It's almost like positive peer pressure.
Yeah.
How important do you think that aspect is in order to being successful, having been around other people that are winning?
I think it's so important. Like, I was there and there was so many people doing a lot better than me, but I just found it so inspiring. I'm like, right, I want to be like you. I'm never jealous of someone doing better than me. I always find them as someone that can teach me, or they would inspire me to think, right, if they can do it, I can definitely get that far.
Yeah.
And being in that environment this week was just incredible. And we get to be close together and hopefully help each other grow.
Your first deal that was Bar Refurbishment Finance.
Mm-hmm.
To HMO in Grimsby. It's interesting because you're using a lot of different strategies. You know, linking buy refurbish to HMO, rent to rent, serviced accommodation, all these different strategies that are linking. What is it about you as a deal source that you think is different to other people? Why do you think people come to you for deals? What's your unique selling point?
I suppose I'm very thorough in the work that I carry out. I make investors feel comfortable with the investments they're going to be invested in. You know, because there's a lot of people out there that think, oh, you can only get capital gains. And you show them that, no, you can get a lot of cash flow as well from properties. And obviously, I've got properties myself. And when people see that I've got properties myself, that shows, oh, then she must know what she's doing. I want to get involved with her. And a lot of people have, once I show that the rent to SAs that I've put up, for example, everyone's now, right, I want you to help me. I want you to help me grow. And a lot of people want to join venture with me as well.
That's great. Success breeds more success, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
And some of your rent-to-rents are absolutely popping. What have been some of your best months with some of the properties?
My best months, maybe with one of them, it was 4 grand net profit just from one property.
From one property?
Yeah.
Damn.
This summer, it's expected to be about 8 grand, 9 grand net profit, especially with some events that are coming up. It's already booked out, so I know what profit I'm going to get.
How do you keep an eye on the conferences coming up and changing the prices and all that sort of stuff?
So I use Price Labs, which is an absolute godsend. Beforehand, I was doing it all manually, and I was just like, oh my God, this is really irritating to keep up with it all, because you can't keep up with
it. So talk to me about Price Labs and how that helps with your business.
Price Labs helps tremendously. So you can link it up and it will literally, with the algorithms in the system, it will go up and down depending on the events throughout the year.
Right. It'll tell you how to price it.
It just does it automatically. You link it up and the algorithms will then sync prices.
There's so many hacks like that, isn't there?
Yeah.
And if you don't know it, you can mess up your pricing because you might...
Oh, exactly.
You suddenly get booked up for a week and you think, oh, good. But then you realise that there's a German Christmas market going on there and actually you should have charged triple.
Yeah, exactly. That has happened to me before. I've charged £100 a night and then I've rung someone in the area and they're like, Jodie, cancel it. You can charge £700 a night this week. And I was like, no.
Because it changes massively.
It does. And you've really got to keep an eye on it because you could,
And another thing is as well with serviced accommodation is sometimes you can have a few good months where you make like £3,000, £3,000 from one property. And you think, oh my gosh, oh, it's passive now. But then it's like, no. This is just a good season.
Yeah.
You know, then the next season you're making 500 quid.
Yeah.
So it is very much, you need to really understand the market and projections.
You do.
And look at serviced accommodation as an annual thing rather than a monthly thing because it does change and it can fluctuate quite a lot. I think that's an important point. Talk to me a little bit about that.
It's so important to keep track of your finances each month. I've only just implemented it, so I'm keeping track of all three properties and what money I'm making. I mean, because one property I thought I was doing so well, and then I'm like, oh, I'm only earning £100 a month from that property because I wasn't keeping track and upping my prices like I should have been.
Yeah.
But now I've connected Price Labs, that's changed, and I am learning a lot more from that property. But it's just so important to keep on track because if you're not making money from one property, get rid of it.
Yeah.
And then move on to the next one.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a constant checking in, checking the KPIs. What would be your greatest piece of advice for somebody watching this that's wanting to become financially free like yourself in property?
I would say 100% get the training immediately. I wouldn't have been able to do what I'm doing now without your training. So if you are looking to get the skills and be a property entrepreneur, you need to be trained.
I would agree. People sometimes, they're not prepared to invest even a pound in themselves.
No.
They're not prepared to put a day aside learning, but they want to reap all the benefits.
Yeah.
But you've got to invest in yourself.
You have.
Even if it's just a pound, come to a crash course, have your eyes opened.
Exactly. But like you say, if you don't pay, you don't pay attention.
Yeah.
And that's so true. I've been on courses before that have been nothing and I don't pay attention because I didn't pay for it. But because I paid for this, I was like, I need to be successful because I need to get my money back.
Everybody, and also everybody in the room is like, I paid thousands for this.
Yeah.
But when you've got a group of people that are all like, this has to work.
Yeah.
And then you've got good teachers like myself and mentors going, let's make this work.
Yeah.
It's the ingredients for success.
Exactly.
Because it goes back to environment.
Exactly.
So that's awesome. Well, Jodie, massive congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
And I look forward, I know this is just the beginning. So I look forward to seeing what you will continue to achieve. And thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.